exhibition.
All right, I'm going to get right to it. As you could imagine, he's a busy man. Browns president Mike Holmgren joining us on the hotline. Coach, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fine, Tony. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Mike, as always. Now, first of all, I got to ask, did you drive motorcycles growing up?
No, I didn't. You know, I was playing sports, and my dad kind of frowned on me hopping on a motorcycle. So I really didn't get involved with it until I became the head coach of the Packers. And my head of security at the time had been a motorcycle policeman in Green Bay for a number of years, and I admired a bike one day, and I was with him, and he said, hey, I'll teach you how to ride. You want to ride? And so that's how it happened, and then I got my first bike when I was in Green Bay in 1993.
And you are a Harley guy, correct?
Yeah, well, you know, Wisconsin and Harley, and that kind of goes hand in hand.
Sure.
So, yeah, the local dealership there in Green Bay helped me out, and I've been riding them ever since.
Browns president Mike Holmgren is our guest. He's going to have the inaugural Cleveland Browns Motorcycle Rally starting at 11 a.m. Saturday, July 23rd. Coach, where'd you come up with the idea?
Well, when I got the job and I brought my bike in, I had it shipped in with me to Cleveland, I had done these rides in Green Bay and Seattle for charity. And it just became a natural thing. I'd see a lot of guys riding, and I said, let's try and do this. Well, we were going to do it the first year, but then I realized, rightfully so, that the city and the police and the setup of the ride takes a lot of time. So
sure.
We were a little bit late on that, so I said, okay, let's make sure that we have one in place next year, and then let's try and figure out what charity we're going to use and help. And then, of course, our connection and our owner's connection with the Marine Corps, it made it a natural to deal with the 3rd Battalion, 25th Marines in Brook Park, not to mention the Cleveland Browns Foundation.
Boy, that is great, Mike.
Oh, no. And you know what, Tony? The Southeast Harley-Davidson has been wonderful, as has the city. And I just hope, you know, it'll be a fun thing. We can raise some money. And I hope it's big, and I hope it goes on for as long as I'm here.
That would be nice, Mike. And now the procession is going to begin at 11. However, event check-in is at 9 a.m. at Southeast Harley-Davidson. They're right there on Aurora Road, actually 23105 Aurora Road. Procession begins at 11. You'll probably get to Brown Stadium around noon. Then there's a post-ride tailgate party at the stadium until 4 o'clock. Going to include alumni autograph sessions, a live band, raffles, food and beverage, walk-up registration at Southeast Harley-Davidson, available the day of the rally starting at 9 a.m. And as you said, the proceeds will benefit the Browns Foundation as well as 3 Deuce 5 Foundation. 3 Deuce 5 is directly connected with the 3rd Battalion there with our Brook Park guys. Now, a map of the rally, route to the stadium, you can check that out online. Now, you'll lead the procession, Mike, correct?
Yeah, I'll be up there front someplace. There might be someone holding the flag or something, but I'm going to be up front. And, you know, the whole idea of the day is to be safe, have a lot of fun, and raise a lot of money if we can. And then, you know, so many people from the Browns are helping and volunteers. And just you guys talking about it really helps tremendously. So there's still time to register. And like I said, I hope this is the start of something that we can do every year and have fun with.
Yeah, and you know, it's next Saturday, so you still got a week to get on board. And I mean, who wouldn't want to ride a motorcycle with the coach? Mike, we're hearing this morning everything is close to happening with the deal. What can you tell us, bud?
Well, I'm kind of with you. They're keeping in the people negotiating the contract on both sides. They're keeping it very close. It's a big deal, as you know. They've worked so hard to get this thing done. Both sides want to get it done, I'm sure. And I was encouraged today by the fact that it sounded like there were some big issues that they're coming very, very close to agreement on, if not agreeing to. And so I have to go to a meeting in Atlanta next Thursday, the 21st. And it's an owner's meeting, and I'm hopeful that we have something to vote on. Now, we don't know, you know, and I'm telling you exactly what I know, but I'm hopeful that next Thursday might be, something that we can get done, and and then get on with something that we all want to. The fans want it. We want it. The players want it. Football's fun, and let's get going.
Mike, are you concerned? You're one of the teams most affected by this lockout. You have a new coach. You have two new coordinators and two new systems. The sooner the better for you guys, right?
Yeah, I think so. But I think our players have done a nice job of getting together, led by Scott Fujita, the defensive guys, and Colt McCoy on offense. And they've done a nice job of keeping the team together and working out, and I'm sure they're going to come in shape. And Pat and his staff have worked very hard to get everything in place so that when it tips off, we're going to be as prepared as anybody. Now, we're a little young, you know, that's the thing. But our coaches have done a nice job. And then Tom Heckert with the personnel thing, we've got our free agencies things, our thoughts anyway, lined up. Because we're not going to have much time. Once it gets settled, we're not going to have much time to do that.
You guys, Mike, you better be driving to where. I mean, Mike, do you expect multiple teams to be at free agent doorsteps at 12:01 or whenever this? I mean, it's going to be a frenzy, right?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit wild, but it is what it is. And as I told our guys, you can either grouse about it and worry about it, or you can say, okay, this is what it is. Prepare for it. And then when it happens, we're diving in. I mean, it's we're ready to go. And I am confident that we are in a position to do what we have to do. But, yeah, it'll be quite different. There's no question about that.
Mike Holmgren is our guest president of the Browns. All right, Coach, here we go. All morning long, I've been getting suggestions from people. This is what they want to know. Number one, does Colt McCoy get the whole year this year to be your quarterback? I mean, if he starts 1-7, would you make a change? Or do you guys feel like going in, you want to give him at least a year to see what he can do?
Well, I would be very disappointed if he started 1-7. But I think this young man proved last year that he deserves the chance to show us, and at the very least. And I was very encouraged by the stuff I saw last year. And having not practiced very much, he came in and did a fine job. Now, he played like a rookie at times, which was understandable. But, fortunately, we have Seneca Wallace also on the team, and then we're not finished at the quarterback position yet. I think, you make a commitment. It's always been my experience at quarterback. You make a commitment. He makes a commitment to you. The club makes a commitment to the player. And then you give him time to develop. Now, sometimes there's bumps in the road, but you give him time to develop if you believe he has a chance to be the guy. So we're going to do that, I'm sure.
Mike, a lot of people think you're not doing him any favors with the wide receivers you have. You don't have a veteran, proven number one guy. How much of a concern is that?
Well, you know what? We thought about it. We drafted a young man I think can be very, very good for us in Little. And I really think the new offense that Pat is going to install will be more wide receiver friendly. I'm not sure that our fans and we've seen the best of what we already have. So I think both Massaquoi and Rubisky and our guys, our other young guys, I think they will get a chance to show better in this offense because it's more wide receiver friendly.
Mike Holmgren, Browns team president, is our guest. He's got the inaugural Browns motorcycle rally coming up next Saturday. Mike, how about Lawrence Vickers? Everybody thought when you drafted the kid out of Stanford that the writing was on the wall for him. Where are you at with that?
Well, those fellas that fall into the category of restricted or unrestricted, potential unrestricted free agents, we can't comment on now, Tony. So I'm going to kind of leave that
one. You don't want to get in trouble with the league, Mike? Well, you don't want to pay a fine?
No, I don't make enough money to pay fines.
Mike Holmgren is our guest. Coach, you mentioned the offense, and everyone's very excited. What can we really expect from this? And, Mike, I wasn't a real big fan of last year's offense, that you guys ran. I thought it was kind of rudimentary, but, not really passing game oriented. How much of a change is it going to be?
Well, I think there's going to be some philosophical changes that you will recognize right away, I think, formation-wise, and who touches the ball. I think last year, and it's not wrong, it's just the way it was a very tight end, running back, third receiver-oriented offense around a very, very powerful running game. Now, we hope to keep our running game in place, but I think to use everybody, what you'll see is the ball being spread around, and I think philosophically, again, there's more than one way to do it, but philosophically, it puts more pressure on the defense if they have to defend everybody, and that's what we're going to try and do.
Coach Holmgren is our guest. Mike, when you guys look at what your expectations are for this season, you know, you're only in the second year of the new regime, and, you know, you've had some good drafts, and you feel like you're coming along, but realistically, what are you looking for this football team to do this season?
Well, I would look at a couple things. I think the quarterback situation, which we've already talked about, is absolutely essential for any team to take the next step. So that has to, we have to, I would hope, I would see some real development and progress there, because you absolutely need that to win in this league. Secondly, I think the consistency on offense and eliminating some of the turnovers that plagued us last year, that's another big step. I think we have real good skill people. I think our running backs are pretty good. I think our line is good. We have all pro guys up front. Our tight end proved himself last year, and I think we've added to that position. And now our receivers have to show. Tony, that's on offense. Our receivers have to show. So, look, I'm always optimistic. I would hope that we'd improve. I mean, I'm expecting an improvement, certainly an improvement on our record last year. And, you know, I'd probably be pretty disappointed if it didn't happen. But I will also look for progress in those other areas. It's not all about wins and losses, even though, particularly when you're building a program. But I'm expecting a lot now.
You know what? So are we, Mike. I'm going to be realistic. But, yeah, I want the Browns to win. And I know the players we talk to say they want to win. I mean, Colt's the first guy to bring it up. You know, the way the season ended with those two losses last year, not going to cut it this season.
No, that was hard. And we had some great wins last year. But to be able to sustain that over the course of the season, one of the things that the players, to the man, have to believe that they can do it. Starts there.
Mike,
the attitude of these guys is really good.
And I agree with that. Real quick, as I know you got to go, is it hard selling free agents on Cleveland? What will you go in and tell? Because we expect it to be such a frenzy and so competitive. What will you tell them going in they can expect if they come here?
Well, I think the first thing, players, your own players help sell you. So guys like Scott Fujita, the guys that came in last year, Chris Golcon, are young guys. Like Hayden and T.J. Ward and Colt, they're good salespeople. And if you want to be in something that's on the come, that's developing, and do something in a city that has longed for it for a long time, and be there when the party takes place, come on board. And I think we can sell that.
Coach, be careful.
Yeah.
I'm sure your wife and everybody, you know, be careful on this motorcycle. Didn't you have surgery last year, right?
Yeah, but the cast is off. I'm good to go.
You're good to go. All right. Enjoy it. Again, it's going to take place next Saturday, July 23rd. Go to Southeast Harley-Davidson, which is right on Aurora Road, to get signed up. You can get signed up. You can even do walk-up registration day of the event. Next Saturday. Mike, always appreciate you making time for us, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks a million, Tony. Okay. I really appreciate it.
Okay, take care. Coach Holmgren, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah.